Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Goldie. How are you all doing today? I'm excited to be here again and take your calls. First, I wanted to talk a little bit about my business. I am currently running a business, like I just said that twice. Sorry. But you can look me up online at www.christianashealinghands.com. That's CHRYSTYANAS and then healinghands.com. ChristianasHealingHands.com. Please feel free to check that out. Currently, I offer Reiki, if you know what Reiki is. It's energetic healing and balancing. Psychic readings, life coaching, hypnotherapy, and also a new thing that I will be adding to my website soon here is I do study and practice the craft, and part of my blog's about that. I've been discussing that a lot lately, witchcraft, and it's Wicca. It's light. It's light. I call it light magic, like good magic. Some people practice some stuff that's kind of dark, but I don't get into that stuff. I like to stay centered and grounded and love and compassion. So today, I want to take callers for the psychic readings as well as discuss with you all a little bit about what it means to be truly authentic. That's something that I want you to sit and think about for a minute. What does it mean to be authentic? For me, what I've personally been realizing is that authenticity doesn't necessarily mean that you say whatever comes to mind. Authenticity, to me, is when you are standing in your own essence and your own truth, and you also have respect. You have respect for yourself and others. Like, because I know people that claim to be real and that they keep it real, right? But they can sometimes say stuff that's hurtful and inconsiderate of other people and their feelings. And I'm guilty of that myself, you know, I've done that. But I really try to consider other people's feelings. And with that said, I also really try to just be myself. Sometimes it's just as simple as being yourself and remembering who you are, you know, knowing what you're good at, what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, you know, doing what you love, pursuing what you love, not being afraid to be who you are and to stand up for your beliefs. To me, all of this is what it means to be authentic. And because I am a life coach, and I studied and went to school for this, so I call it my life coachy tips. So these are my tips here. So think about what it is. What does it mean to be authentic? And when I take your call, just share with the audience what it means for you to be authentic. What do you do? I say a lot. Sorry about that, folks. I am getting better and better as I do each blog talk show. So soon I'll be a pro. But Let's see. What else did I want to say about that? I was also thinking that when it comes to being authentic, I think who we are authentically is our higher self. It's the person that when we get to the place where we feel grounded and we feel centered and we feel balanced and we feel that we could speak our truth and be who we are through love and compassion, I think that's authenticity. I have been on my spiritual path. I share it very openly with people. And I went back and forth several times between, kind of pagan path to Christianity, back to pagan, back to Christianity. And, shamanism in particular and Wicca. And it was tough. It's been tough. And, since my business was centered around spirituality, well, Christianity in particular, I felt like I couldn't just offer it to just Christians and that I couldn't just be Christian based. You know, I wanted it to be for everyone. And, I just wanted my business to be for everyone. The name of my business is Promised Life Coaching. It was Promised Christian Life Coaching, but now it's Promised Life Coaching. And I, just created the Healing Hands website because I started to focus, mainly on doing Reiki for clients, energetic work. I hope that doesn't confuse y'all, but you can find me on Facebook, Promise Life Coaching. That's Promise Life Coaching. And in the logo, there's big red rose, so you'll be able to identify me that way. And my name is Christiana. I also go by Goldie, Lady Goldie. I guess that's like my witchy name. again, my website is christianashealinghands.com. RYSTYANA. christianashealinghands.com. And again, look me up on Facebook, Promised Life Coaching, and I have my website listed there as well. ChristianasHealingHands.com. Okay, there's a lot of repetition there, but that's fine. I am going to go to the first caller, and please, again, as a reminder, just tell us what helps you, what do you do to be authentic? What does authenticity mean to you? Caller calling from the 805 area code.
Hi, my name's Donna. Hello.
Hi, who's calling?
Donna.
Shauna?
Donna, D-O-N-N-A.
Oh, okay, hi. How, can you tell us what does authenticity mean to you and in your life?
Authenticity is where I live my truth moment to moment. And feel good about myself, and I have that feeling of whole being and all. I feel like I am being authentic with myself, and it's not, and when I have opinions and things, I'm, pretty happy with my opinions because that's me. I don't need to get an outside opinion of me onto my opinion. I mean, because I'm happy with it. Yeah, and that's being authentic, I believe.
Yeah, that's a great way of explaining it.
Thanks.
Yeah. Did you also call for a reading?
Yes, please.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. What is your question?
Well, I wanted to know if there's a relationship coming in for me. I'd like to have a relationship at is, you know, that would go into marriage. Yeah.
Have you called in before?
No.
Okay. I thought you sounded new. So
no.
I want to make sure.
Yeah, no.
Okay, I am just shuffling my cards here real quick. Okay, and you want to know if marriage is in the
mm-hmm.
cards for you.
Right.
Okay. This is so funny. In a good way, though. Okay, the first card says, stay optimistic about your love life. Positive thinking and faith will bring you romance.
Okay.
And the second card actually says wedding, and then it says this situation involves marriage. So I feel that you're going to be finding or meeting somebody very soon that you will marry.
Great.
Is there somebody special right now or?
No.
Okay, well, it feels like it's going to be really soon.
Oh, great. Excellent. Yeah, I'm ready, and, yeah, I want to have my life
with perfect.
That's
perfect
loving.
Because it was a card for the present, and it says wedding. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and then the third one says release your ex. The time has come to clear your energy.
Right.
So anyone from the past, just release them and fully let them go. So you can have a healthy relationship.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, I'll do
that. And I know that's hard to do.
Well, he passed away, so, yeah. So there's no, But,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was with him like 9 years, long time. But that's okay. You know, he's in a good place, and gone, you know. Okay, well, great. I like that. I'm happy.
Yeah, great.
Thank you
for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, and the next caller is calling from 617 area code.
Hello.
Hi, this is Goldie.
Hi, Goldie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How can I help you?
Good.
Our first today about what does it mean to be authentic to you in your life?
What it means to be authentic?
Mm-hmm.
To be honest.
Honest. Yeah,
honest with myself and honest with others.
Okay, and do you see,
are
you able to do that in your life?
I am now.
That's good.
I'm a work in progress, but I'm starting to do that now.
Good. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
I know
it's
not
always right
easy, though, because
that's true.
Sometimes people don't like it, you know.
Oh, yes, I know. I had a talk with my boss today, and I had to be honest, and I had to be honest with myself. I really had to be truthful. If our relationship was really going to heal, I had to be honest and not shy away, because you know, we all want to be liked in the workplace, and, you know, we all want to look good, you know, but, you know, if it's costing me not being authentic, then I can't do that. I can't do it. You know,
That's great that you're committed to being who you really are.
I have to be. I don't know. I don't know of any other way. You know. So.
Well, I mean, I think it's a healthy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you call in for a reading by chance?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
My question is in regards to a friendship that looks like it's somewhat moving apart. It's like I feel like it's just not coming together anymore.
Now is this romantic?
It could have been. It could have been. It could have been even deeper friendship. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on with him. His name is... Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Annette. Sorry. It's Annette.
All right.
And his name is
mm-hmm.
Alan.
Okay. Okay, so let's see. I'm just going to focus on two cards for you today.
Okay.
It says that, the card says that it's worth waiting for. Divine timing is at work in your love life. So I think this guy is worth waiting for. As far as, you know, is he struggling financially?
I think that could be an issue. We just don't talk anymore.
Well, I feel that part of his issues is surrounding career and money.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be causing some strain, and he's just trying to figure things out.
Yes.
I don't think it's the end of your relationship or friendship with him. I think the cards are telling you that it's going to lead to a loving relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. It says this is the romance of a lifetime. But see, I feel like it's going to lead you to this relationship, but like he may not be the love of your life, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Just kind of, I call these relationships, I call them stepping stone relationships. I don't know how else to put it. Like, just because
mm-hmm.
you learn your life lessons with certain people, and then eventually, until you find the right person that you're meant to be with, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like soon you will find true love, and
mm-hmm.
this is going to be like the real deal, right?
Yeah.
Someone who you really connect with.
Mhm.
And
yeah.
I'm feeling that he kind of hearing that he had a deep voice.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
That's one thing I'm getting about him.
Wow. Do you think that
he
I will meet him
me of the
around
Allstate
the holidays?
Guy.
Oh, really?
Huh?
Oh, the Allstate.
Yeah.
Guy. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow.
Like a deep voice, handsome.
Ooh. Do you think that I'll meet him sometime around the holidays?
I think it's going to be after the holidays.
Wow.
After. But I tell my clients, or I tell people that call, that time frames are not my specialty. So.
That's okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be great. I'm excited about this. I really am.
Yeah. It feels,
yeah, I,
feels positive.
I deserve this. I deserve this.
Yes,
I really do deserve it. I do. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, my darling. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. And,
sure. Many blessings to you.
You too. Take care.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, the next call is calling from the 954 area.
Hello.
Hi. Who's calling?
This is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. And I try to be myself in most cases to try to convey my honest feelings. Sometimes people don't always accept the way you are, and maybe they're just not as honest. I don't know. But that's the way I try to be authentic. Sometimes you have to give them what they want to hear for them to, you know, appreciate what you're saying or whatever. But that's for the most part, I try to be straightforward. My question is, I'm supposed to be moving at the end of the month. I may have to ask for an extension. I don't know whether it will be granted. I'm kind of running up against higher rents and people who don't want animals. So I haven't had success in landing a place that's affordable for me. What do you pick up as far as where I would be going or how things will work out for me?
Okay. First card I have says, so trust that things will happen when they need to and how they're supposed to. And the second card says believe in yourself. So have you been having a lot of self-doubt lately? Not just about the apartment or a place to live, but...
Yeah, I have a lot of questions going on about different things in my life, reevaluating where I want to be, situations, people. A lot of things right now are kind of going around my head. But my primary focus right now is to try to get a place where I feel grounded, peaceful, not a lot of drama around me, so I'm able to be my authentic self and not have to keep changing circumstances and situations to fit the surroundings, but to be who I want to be where I am.
That's great. That's really very centered and very grounded.
Yeah, that's what I want to be. There's too many things pulling me off my path where I'm at, and whether it be too much noise or too many dramas or whatever, I just don't want to be part of it, you know? Too many situations.
And that's bound to happen, you know, life throws, you know, kind of can throw some punches at us.
Right.
But just keep believing in yourself and your potential and that things will work out.
Do you feel that I'll be leaving the complex I'm in, or do you feel like
I'm getting to that in just a second. First, I want to read you your third card. Says show appreciation. So just in these hard times or when you're struggling, just always try to focus on something where you can show gratitude, you know, even if you're just thanking God and the angels for do have.
Oh, yeah.
Because that'll help to keep you balanced.
Right. There are things I'm grateful for that I'm allowed to express or do where I'm at. There's some things, you know, having my animals, being where, you know, where I have locations where I can go to readily, having my animals, those are pluses, and I am extremely grateful for that part of it.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to tell you that
the reality of money.
Huh?
It's, you know, it's always, it seems to boil down when rents go up and everything else, you have to choose between the, you know, whether or not you're able to pay a higher rent or move. And when you're already struggling, it's it's not too easy to try to make a decision and you know you can't pay more.
Yeah, I know what you mean there.
It would be real simple. Really simple. Otherwise.
Yeah, I see snow. So lots of snow and feeling like you're going to be moving it, that you will be moving, but it's going to be kind of inconvenient when you do move.
So maybe it means like the winter or the holiday season, even though where I live now, it's not snowing, but I'm from a cold climate. So
yeah,
because
I was
snow,
seeing like pine trees and lots
yeah,
and lots.
That's my background. Where I'm from, so you probably would tune into that. And at this time of year, it's starting to get cold and may snow any time. So it could be, you know, I've had another reading where they said it may be around the holidays or something. So
yeah,
that might resonate.
That makes sense.
It might resonate, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was kind of feeling it was going to be kind of maybe somewhat inconvenient, but doable still.
Doable is the biggest word, you know, having the people to help around me to make it, to be able to land safely. That would be a holiday blessing anyway, you know, just to know that I have a safe place. I have a haven for me and my animals. That would be my holiday.
I feel
holiday.
Like it will happen, and like there will be a lot of pine trees where you can move.
Oh, really?
That's
but still
what
in the same general location, not far or at a stadium
no,
like that.
No, this feels further away. This feels further away, and I feel that your pets will be with you.
Hmm. That would be good. I didn't want to move, you know, like upstate or anything like that. I wanted to be, you know, not too far from the location I'm in for a lot of reasons and, you know, people, places, and things. I didn't want to make a major start over, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, it feels a little... Oh, it feels a little further away, but I am going to have to let you go.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I don't want to take all your time. And thank you for that message, and I will make a note of that and keep that in mind. Thank you very much.
Right.
I hope you have a good evening.
Thank you.
Too. Good night.
Bye. And remember, everybody... Again, you can find me on Facebook under Promised Life Coaching. I also have my Healing Hands website, list a session with me right now. My sessions are free. They are good quality. Keep that in mind. But the first session is always free for my clients. So you can sign up and contact me through the contact page on the Healing Hands website. And again, I'm on Facebook under Promised Life Coaching. All right, thank you, everybody. You take care and have a blessed evening. Bye.